Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Gotta break out our beer song. This is about beer today, right, Kelly?
Right. Alex Davidson, director. Did you just have that? At the Beer Institute.
That was me.
Oh, good. Hit me with that.
That was me singing it.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was.
Hello?
He was saying, beer is good.
Beer is good. I thought you were actually playing the clip. I was like, that was impressive. Sorry, Kelly. Go ahead.
Alex Davidson from the Beer Institute. Just brewed a beer.
There's actually a Beer Institute.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
It's a big industry.
Industry.
I take a beer and two olives to stuff in my ear so I don't have to listen to any more of these people.
You know what? I shouldn't have had that eighth beer.
I'm always good for a beer.
It's always good for a beer, ladies and gentlemen.
Beer is good. Beer is good. Beer is good.
Let's go drink some beer.
Beer.
I feel almost qualified to talk about it because, we had a beer. We put a beer out.
We're pretty much calling him, right?
No, I don't know that.
The numbers at the top of the page. Sorry, buddy.
Okay. All right. Yep. Okay. Can you not handle having them call us when you arrange these or no?
I just wanted to be sure we had their number. Is it better we save money that way?
No. It's just easier for them to call us. But that's fine, Kelly. I'll do it. It's fine. It's only the way we've done interviews for like 20 years, but that's cool.
I don't schedule it.
I don't like looking at it.
No, I got it. I can hear everything you're doing, just so you know.
Well, you're just calling. I mean, you're just licking an envelope. Doesn't taste good.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is good. How's it going in New Hampshire?
It's good, thank you. Alex Davidson is joining us on the phone, the Director of Public Affairs at the Beer Institute. Let me just say, I'm going to start right out, Alex. We just brewed our first beer ever. I didn't even know there was a Beer Institute. Man, that's amazing.
Where's it located?
Yeah.
So we're in Washington, D.C., and we're a trade association, so we represent the beer industry kind of writ large. But we've been around since 1862. So we're the second oldest trade association in the country. The only one older than us is paper, but I think we're a lot more fun.
Yeah, oh, yeah, totally. So what is it like? So, all right, as far as what is it that you do? I know, I'm guessing, that you kind of oversee the beer industry. Maybe you identify trends, things like that. But, I mean, are you working with the beer companies or the retailers or the distributors or all of them?
So we're primarily working with the supply side, so the brewers, and we work with, large brewers all around the country to make sure that they're being heard, in Washington, D.C., and legislatures all around the country, educating lawmakers about the beer industry, the economic impact of the industry, because people don't realize, like, you make a law, that impacts a lot of people, and there's a lot of people involved in beer. 2 million people around the country have a job that's supported by the beer industry.
Right, including the people we just worked with at Northwoods Brewing Company,
I want to know, how do you get into this line of work? Were you just like, did you party a lot in college and think, hey, I kind of like beer, let's see where this can go?
I wish it was like that. It was like that. No,
Kelly would be the president.
Yeah, I know.
Well, now I know you're coming for my job, but no, I worked in politics before this. So I was working on Capitol Hill, did communications over there. And then the guy I was working for decided he wanted to retire. I needed to find somewhere to be. And, beer seemed like, the greenest pasture I could find.
So,
I've been here for 3 years and it's been fantastic.
It's kind of like, I don't want to say a lobbying group, but kind of like we have the National Association of Broadcasters, which looks out for broadcasters, and most businesses, lines of work have these kinds of organizations to sort of help them along, especially, when they're maybe not quite the biggest guys on the block. Go ahead, Kelly.
Well, let's get right to it, Alex. Beer was wicked important from the get-go in American history and to our founding fathers, right?
Yeah, so it goes all the way back. I mean, beer, before even, you know, the United States was around, beer goes back thousands of years. And it's been there for everything that's, you know, an integral part of history, from the Revolutionary War, when, you know, every soldier had a ration of beer, to the Mayflower. They stopped in New England because they were running out of beer. So it's been a really long story. You know, for us, we were founded during the Civil War because to help fund the union, they put the first excise tax on beer. So these brewers from all around the country, a lot of them recent immigrants from Germany, came together and said, you know, we want to do our patriotic duty. We're going to help collect in the orderly collection of that tax. And so, you know, 1862, they founded the U.S. Brewers Association, and 160 years later, we're still working for them.
You know, it's funny. I'm playing America in the background because there's nothing more American than
beer. I appreciate it.
Okay, I got you, brother. I got you. You're a Boston guy, right? Massachusetts kid?
I am. I grew up in Sharon, Massachusetts, you know, 25 minutes outside of Boston.
We're on the same team. We're the Patriots. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm looking forward to watching them on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, us too.
So let me ask this. So, you know, I knew that, you know, it's obviously been a part of our history, like you said, the founding fathers and stuff like that. But now, I mean, the explosion that we have seen in the beer industry. Okay, so we just talked about doing our first beer with a brewery, and Kelly is on our show. He's kind of like our beer aficionado. He likes to say enthusiast.
I'm an enthusiast.
You know way more than I do. But you know, now they never could have envisioned, or maybe they could have, our forefathers, Alex, that people would be brewing it like in their bathtubs at their homes, and it'd be such a home craft brewing boom that's happened over the last two decades.
Weren't we headed that way, Alex, until Prohibition screwed everything up?
So we had lots of breweries in the country. Obviously, Prohibition screwed it up. You know, but a lot of brewers were able to maintain their operations by switching to other products, you know, cheese and processed goods. But you really did see a decline in the number of breweries in the United States. I want to say 1979, there was 50 brewers in the entire country.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Nowadays, we've got more than 8,000. So, you know, every corner of the country, every congressional district, people are brewing, and there's more coming online every day. So, I mean, there's never been a better time to be a beer enthusiast in the United States.
This is Alex Davidson, the Director of Public Affairs at the Beer Institute. We're all enrolling, by the way, by the end of the show. And I'm even not that big of a beer guy, but I'm enrolling anyway. Go
Alex,
ahead, roadkill.
What's the next biggest thing coming? Yeah.
Well, I think, I mean, realistically, there's more options for consumers than ever before. We've seen a really big trend into lower and no alcohol products. So, you know, people are trying to, you know, look for lighter options. They're looking for, you know, an option if they don't want to drink. And beer companies have been really reactive to that. So we have more low and no alcohol options than ever. This is something that's been a trend for a while in Europe, for example.
Yeah.
But we're seeing consumers, you know, across the country are demanding more of that. So that's been seeing huge growth.
So how is the beer look? I mean, to the average person, right? The average person, the beer industry, like the, you know, like out here in New Hampshire, you've got New Hampshire distributors, you got your Bayside, you got your Amiskeg, you got these distributors that not only just distribute beer, but seltzers are huge. You know, those fruit drinks, you know, Trulies, whatever they're called. Those are huge. How are those? Because I think largely they're seen as part of the beer market. But when you boil right down to it, aren't they separate or are they the same?
So from like a tax and legal perspective, they are considered beer. So if it's malt based or, you know, the Trulies, the White Claws of the world, that's part of the beer world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're looking at distributorship, all of that goes alongside it. And a lot of, you know, the biggest brewers in the country, as well as a lot of the small brewers, are getting involved in these. So, you know, seltzer's a part of the beer family, and we're happy to count it. And, you know, people like it and they're happy.
Is it negatively affecting the beer makers and businesses that are strictly beer?
Some of them are starting to sell. 603 is starting to make their own seltzer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing it across the board. And I think, you know, there's very few people that aren't somehow involved in this now.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you talk to a lot of brewers who are brewing these, and they say that anything comes out of my brewery is a beer.
Yeah.
So it's in their eyes, it's beer. And it's, you know, for consumers, they're just happy to have the options that they want when they go out.
I hear that. Let me ask this. Like, I know that you obviously are very plugged in. You're a New England guy, so I got to trust you know about the New England states. Let's say New Hampshire, we're on in New Hampshire and Vermont. How do we fare in the beer marketplace? Like, what's the impact of beer as a business, as an industry in the northern New England states?
So, I mean, obviously, beer is huge in New England. You know, while they don't have the population in some of the New England states, they do have the beer.
We put that stuff away, Alex. We put it away. You know what I'm talking about. You've been to northern Maine and northern New Hampshire and Vermont. We put it away.
Oh, yeah. No, many ski trips. And my sister went to University of Maine, so I've spent a lot of time in all those areas.
There you go.
But New Hampshire, I mean, beer is a $2.3 billion industry in New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
So that's, you know, there's 15,000 jobs from, you know, brewers to suppliers to retailers that in somehow, wow, some way or another are connected to the beer industry. And that's part of, you know, the beer industry writ large is a $331 billion industry in the U.S. That's 1.6% of GDP.
Wow.
We're helping the economy.
And,
Kelly, yeah, we're helping the economy. Yeah. I have my civic and patriotic duty. Absolutely.
For Vermont listeners, I mean, you have the most beer breweries per capita.
God bless you.
In Vermont. Wow. So they're doing their civic duty.
Some serious players, though. I mean, you know, like the thing is the craft industry. Like, I know you work with the large brewers, you know, the Budweisers and the Millers and all that kind of stuff. But also the craft brewing industry. This is what I learned from doing the beer that we did, which was a limited run beer, you know, for a charity that we run. And I know people have always loved their beer and take their beer very seriously. I got a new view of it from the inside. You know what I mean? Like, man, oh, man, people traveled like across two states just to try our beer. You know what I mean? Which and not so much because it was us, because they just love the adventure. I kind of always thought of beer tasters and wine people are being two separate things, which they are. But beer people take their beer just as seriously as wine people take their wine.
Just to see a certain brewer, or get a certain beer somewhere. Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely. And like, you know, they've actually developed on the beer side, you know, a beer version of a sommelier. So it's a cicerone. There's only 20 of them in the world that have achieved the master rank. I mean, they're people that can tell, you know, where it's from, what the style is, and really get down into the details. And I mean, craft beer has been, you know, explosive growth over the last 20 years, and people are really feeding into it. They like these options.
So I got to think Bud Light is the number one beer sales-wise across the country. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so light lager, you know, continues just based on a volume basis. You know, there's more light lagers sold in the United States than any other beer. But we've seen a lot of growth in other sectors. I mean, sours have grown, IPAs have grown. And then, as I said, you know, this low and no alc trend has continued to just develop.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kelly.
Well, Alex, I didn't know if you were going to be able to make it home to Massachusetts for the holiday. And I didn't know if there was a beer or two of choice that you'll be sipping on Thanksgiving.
Let's see. So I'm flying back tomorrow night. So I'm very excited to get back and bring my girlfriend up for the first time. She's from Dallas, and I said, you know, New England is where Thanksgiving was made. So it's
damn
gonna be great.
Right. Damn right, brother.
Plantation just for a little. Hey, that's the Rock.
This is how it's done. We don't talk funny. You guys talk funny. You know.
So I'm excited. I don't know. So we go to my aunt and uncle's house, and they always have a very well-stocked fridge, so whatever is cold.
So what about, I mean, you're the advocacy group for the beer industry, which is important. Like I said, a lot of businesses need that in Washington to see that, you know, that...
Knowing that, will your aunt or uncle feel a lot of pressure to have some really good beers in their fridge?
Well, they know that I'm coming, so they always have good stuff. But,
you don't ever natty up the place. You don't natty ice it. You know, come on, bro.
You know, there's a beer for every occasion. So
I love it. So let me ask you this. So as far as the question just got away from me there. It was basically about.
But what do we actually advocate for?
No. Like at the actual Beer Institute location, right? You got a loading dock. Does anybody ever back up and go?
Tons of beers coming in, so you could try them all.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
So we have a bar at the, you know, kind of where you would have a reception area. We have a bar with you know, four beers on tap at all times, as well as a whole fridge. So next time you guys get down to DC, we got to have you over.
You're not kidding about the four beers on tap.
Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
Well, no, I'll send you a picture later.
That's awesome. They're advocating for the so they're going to have business meetings where they talk about that. I mean, and why not? You know,
offer somebody the product.
Dude, you talked about the reception area. Our reception area doesn't even have a receptionist. It's got a coffee machine, and that's it. That ain't coffee. That's copy. So there's nothing out there for you to drink. You know, but
We always say that, you know, the best advocate for our product is the product itself. So
absolutely,
the more that we can put it in front of people and let them try it and find what they like.
I don't drink beer, right? I'm not a beer drinker. But
we're starting to get you into liking some things.
I know, but our beer was very good as far as the, I'm not an aftertaste guy, but I appreciate the beer. I appreciate beer. I appreciate beer lovers and the beer industry and the people who make it like it's a religion. Like, you got to appreciate the level of commitment and love, like we saw with Northwoods Brewing Company,
absolutely.
That goes into making these beers. They're scientists, for God's sake, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, each of these companies, like, you know, people think it's just a brewmaster. There are people behind the scenes in lab coats making sure that, you know, you have the best hops, you have the best barley, that everything is perfect. And, you know, when you think about it, the fact that you can make a beer millions of times a day and have it taste the exact same from multiple breweries around the country, I mean, that's science.
Yeah. How much stats do you have to be up on? You got to be up on stats and analytics, right? That's a big part of what you do, I guess.
Yeah, so we do a lot of tracking of, you know, imports, exports, shipments, that sort of stuff. But we also, every other year, we put out a report called Beer Serves America, and people can go to beerservesamerica.org to view it. But it talks about the economic impact of beer in the country, but you can also dial it down to the state level, the congressional district, the state house district. So if people want to learn more about what the beer impact in their own, you know, backyard is, we've got all that information.
You throw a little geo tracker on that can and find out what's in Kelly's fridge. Do you do that?
I don't know. I mean, I think Kelly's the best person to tell us what's in Kelly's fridge.
Thank you.
Alex, very interesting, man. It's a very interesting subject. And for people that it's interesting to know that obviously, you know, there's a lot more behind it, right? When you go to a store and you buy. But it's interesting to find out just how big a business it is and how intricate and how much of a part of our American economy it is. That to me is really interesting. So
absolutely. So if I do my job right, people get to appreciate the product and appreciate the people behind it.
There you go. All right. There you go. Kelly, anything else?
Well, no, just happy Turkey Day, Alex, and have a great, great holiday season.
There you go.
Likewise, and go Pats.
All right, go Pats. I love it. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Take care,
thanks,
man.
Guys.
You got it.
Bye.
That's a major. That's a major. Kelly, you went out and you booked a lobbyist. Like, basically, and that's not a knock, because they're supporting the business.
Well, I knew
that's
he was that, but I also knew, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Still.
Well, dude, there's a radio, there's an organization that promotes radio. They promote beer. That's pretty
sweet. They have an institute, so that's awesome.
And let me tell you something.
I'd like to visit that.
That reception area.
It's interesting.
That reception area, you know it's a nice bar.
Actually, I do want to see a picture.
Too bad we didn't have it when, you went to D.C.
You know.
I would have put it on my list for you.
You know. All right. Well, there you go. This is your Buzz 24/7, everybody. Learn a little bit about beer. There is still a little bit of autumn buzz left in some of the taps.
Yes.
I think they still have it on tap at...
Seckenberg has it.
Yeah. At Northwoods Brewing Company. There's a couple other places I know.
I got a can in my trunk.
I have one left in my
Strange
fridge.
Brew. Did Strange Brew have it?
But I don't know if they have it
gone.
Anymore.
I know Wingetts and Dover had it.
Yeah, Wingetts and Dover had it last week. Okay.
Northwoods. Panzanella's in Newmarket.
Yeah, just put it on. So there you go. Look for it if you can. The reviews on it have been great, and pretty much it looks like we're going to be hopefully doing it again, because they were awesome people to work with, and I love learning about it and dealing with the folks and seeing people enjoy it. So that's pretty cool. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us on the Buzz 24/7, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.